Yes, a full-time score here at this top of the table championship. The clash was Saban 15, Virginia 28. And as I said in my other reports, you have to admire this Virginia side. They're as good a young rugby team as I've seen for a long time. I was talking to one of their players who had come off injured, and he was telling me that the oldest person's 24 and the average age is 22. So they're doing something right down in Virginia as far as breeding players in that sense. But they were very, very impressive. Staban had opportunities, you would say, in the last 10 minutes. A couple of scrums where they decided to pick up, I thought, rather than try and drive over. But I don't think at the end of the day it would have changed anything. They have every opportunity, of course, because it's back-to-back with games. They're down in Virginia next week. They still have a game in hand, so at the moment they're still levelling points with Virginia, because if they play Dunedin after the game was postponed. But certainly next week, Virginia at home, I don't think it'll be much easier to play, and that will is something which they're going to have to think about. It was the visitors who took the lead, and they led 6-0 at half after 6 minutes. Two penalties by the right half, Rowan Smith, both forced by attacking inside the Saban 22. Saban then did take the lead for the first time, and from a scrum, Jack Rowland went over, and out half William Finlay converted, making it 7-6. But back came the visitors, and their winger, Ali Notcher, went through about three tackles. Superb runner, and he went over. It was converted, and that made it a 13-7. Finlay then narrowed the gap to 13-10 with a penalty for Staban. But then on 35 minutes, Killian Smith, he finished off a superb move by Virginia in the corner, rounding off, beating two or three people on the way to the line. The conversion was wide. So that was 18-10 at half-time, and still anybody's game. Smith then had a penalty shortly after the restart, then 21-10. But really, Virginia at that stage started to get the ascendancy, and they were helped greatly after 48 minutes when the scrum half, Michael Pienaar, picked up about 40 yards out, and a superb chink and run took him over at the post. Smith converting, so that was 28-10. And really, you knew then that Saban had a lot of work to do. They did come back then on 60 minutes after a good drive by the forwards, and it was Conor Huey got over, making it 28-15. As I said, the Hank and Malaz report, they had a couple of opportunities from 5 metre scrums, which they did really well, and they went forward very, very well. But unfortunately, instead of keeping it on the pressure, they decided to pick it up, and Virginia's defence was too strong and stopped that. So that was really a last chance for them. But as I said, a very merited result from Virginia. They looked a very, very good side, and I think that if they do get promoted, which you would imagine possibly Staban and them can get promoted, there'll be teams in Championship 2 who'll be looking out after them, because even Staban people here today were saying, you know, they're the better team won. They were superb all round, a very well drilled side, a very fit side, and certainly they played some lovely rugby to watch, and congratulations to them, because it's nice to see a young team like that playing as they did. And as I say, Staban could have no arguments as far as the result went. So the final score here at Staban and this important top of the table clash was Staban 15, Virginia 28.